from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Ray, filling in for Jim Agudet, and this is Idaho Matters. You can't see it right now, but I've got two belly dancers right next to me. They are fantastic artists. They are decked out in full. And they're getting ready to dance. Do you want to do a little dance?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Belly dancing is happening in front of me with the swirls and the full costume. Oh, my gosh. Oh, she's spinning. She is spinning. This is awesome. I love it. I love it. Oh, and we've got a second dancer is up. Oh, my gosh. This is so amazing. This is so amazing. We are actually taking a video of this, and we'll put it up on our website. Okay, dancers, come up to the microphones. Dancing next to me are Cecilia Wren and Tori King. They're from the Starbelly School of Dance in Boise. Thank you both for coming back. You've been on before, actually.
Thank you for having us again.
Nice. Okay, so give us a quick history of belly dancing or... And I'll try to pronounce it, Rocksharkey.
Well, you did a fabulous job. Rocksharkey is pronounced different ways depending on what region of Egypt that you're based in. I could go through it, but in all honesty, my accent is not good. I am from Idaho. But belly dance is actually traced back to ancient dances, and many people say it's one of the oldest dance forms that still exist. Some people even say it's the oldest, but I say, how do you know? Were you there? But the history as we know it is traced back to the Gwazi dancers, which were a nomadic tribe of women who danced for entertainment and became a big part of Egyptian history.
Wow, Cecilia Starbelly. Is you. You started up Starbelly, is that correct?
I did start up Starbelly, and I'd like to talk just briefly about the name.
Yes,
so,
please.
You know, we're all Starbelly dancers, but I actually started belly dancing in my early 20s. I had been a dancer before, but I had had to have some really intense abdominal surgeries, and I have a scar on my around my belly button that looks like a star, and it actually had to do with like some really intense reconstructive surgery. I have big metal mesh in there, and just I'm an unlikely belly dancer, really.
Wow.
So at the time, and I was a younger woman. I was like, I'll never show my belly because I feel insecure about it.
Sure.
And then I started to, and I noticed that other women would be like, "Oh, you have a scar, but you're still beautiful, and you still dance." And I'm like, "Yeah." So it was a really important thing for me to be able to show people that you could dance no matter what your physical form, your thought limitations or not, that everybody gets to be beautiful in their bodies. So that is where the name Starbelly came from, is my scar that I hope everybody feels beautiful if no matter what is going on with them. What they view as imperfections can actually be part of what is our beauty, our true beauty.
That is beautiful. I love that. That is fantastic. Wow, I had no idea. And I had no idea that you had had any kind of surgery because your belly moves fantastically when you dance.
Well, thank you.
Oh my gosh. Let's talk about Saturday. You guys are going to have a really big deal over at Jump in downtown Boise. You're going to teach anyone about dancing, whether it's classic, modern, four kinds of belly dancing. This is great. Why are you doing this?
So I'm doing this because I think it's really important, maybe now than ever. We have this idea that we're divided, and I'm always trying to bridge that gap and show that we're actually all united, and we're united in the fact that we all share a human experience, and dance is a language. Dance is a way to express emotion and express our true selves in a way that is not something we can even argue with. It's through movement. It's through bodies, so we can all celebrate and to show that there is no us and them. There's just us. And how, like, one of my favorite parts of the show this coming weekend is we're going to do a belly dance piece to a very, very well-known classic rock song.
Ooh.
So, yeah, to show how, and people all relate to the song because it's an iconic rock song. And they'll be like, oh, okay, so these people do this folkloric dance, but this would be our folklore, you know, the rock music, we all relate to that, and how we're all the same, how we all can communicate and be together.
I love it. Okay, let's talk quick about the four kinds of dances you're going to be teaching. And again, this is all free, so people can come down and learn dance, learn history, learn some culture. It is awesome. Some belly dancing that we've seen in the movies.
So, I mean, for those of you who were around in the 60s, 70s, I mean, belly dance had a huge heyday in the United States, but also in Egypt, sort of taking a lean towards like the golden age of cinema, they also had a golden age. So there's belly dance sprinkled all throughout both American and Middle Eastern dance history. And it's just this incredibly glamorous, beautiful dance that really borrowed from like the airiness of like Fred Astaire and but it's beautiful folkloric-based dances. And Cecilia is going to be teaching that course. And she'll also be teaching American cabaret style, which is actually the style that she did and learned way back when she was 0 years old.
And you're also going to have a folkloric belly dance. This is tied to Arabian horses? Is this correct?
Yes. So I'm actually in the costume for it right now, and it's called Saidi, and it's one of my most favorite dances ever on planet Earth because it's just a dance of joy. One of the big factors in Saidi is that there's sticks or canes, and in the Said, you know, the Upper Egyptian Peninsula where the Saidi region is, the guys use these sticks for kind of everything. And the joke when the women dance it is, you think you can use the sticks? Well, watch me twirl my stick too. And you all can also do it with scarves, with finger symbols, which is kind of what I was doing a little bit earlier today. But they use a lot of the movements of Arabian horses because that's the inspiration of where they're around. But it's also this really sassy, satirical dance that men do in more of a combative style and women use satirically, which is glorious.
Nice. And modern belly dance, this is what they're doing in Cairo nightclubs right now, I understand.
Oh, yes. So Shabi style, and it's also, to take it a next step further, if you want to hear my pronunciation, Maraganat is, I did it, guys, I did it, is the style they dance today. It's sort of like, if you imagine how people like will throw in like a disco move, it's like it has a lot of the folklore, a lot of the Egyptian flavor, and it sure has the drums in it, but it's just sort of this beautiful mix of like youthful interpretations of dance, American hip hop, and, you know, just the kind of dance that you want to do in a nightclub. You know, it's dark, you're having fun, you're with your friends, and you're just having a blast and moving your hips, most importantly.
Okay, we're speaking with Cecilia Wren and Tori King from the Star Belly School of Dance in Boise. They're holding a free event on Saturday at Jump in Boise to teach everyone how to belly dance. Okay, how hard is it to belly dance? So, spoiler alert, we're going to dance. Can anyone learn how to do this?
Anybody can learn how to do this. Actually, we teach a lot of classes. We do some shows and teach classes for the elderly, and we can teach them all sitting down in chairs. So everybody's safe, and anybody can do this. Any ability, any age, any size, any shape, any gender, any health, whatever you're at, you can belly dance.
Okay, give us a few pointers. Let's do a little dance.
Okay, all right. Is somebody going to join me?
If you tell me what to do.
Okay.
Okay.
So here's the million-dollar thing I'm going to give away to everybody. Nothing.
Okay.
So your knees are always bent. That's the key. Your knees are always bent, and your heels are pressed into the floor.
Okay. Got it.
And then you move your knees forward, 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 keeping them nice and bent.
Uh-huh.
You don't want them to be straight because you want to keep your knees safe.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then you just kind of relax the upper body. Yeah, and then you go a little faster.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, and you go a little faster.
I absolutely
what?
Can't
yeah, you
do
can.
This.
And then you go a little bit faster.
I can't.
And then, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Look at her go. Oh, my gosh.
And then you can slow it back down.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, excellent. Okay, so now we have one foot flat, one on the ball of the foot.
Okay.
Both knees bent. That's
the
key.
Oh, you got to bend the knees. That's the hard part, bending the knees.
And we're just going to twist it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Twist it up. Yes, like that. Like that.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Like that.
How do you
Perfect.
Do that? Oh,
You're
my
doing
gosh.
It. You do it like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Tori's playing the drum.
Faster,
oh, my
faster,
oh my gosh.
Maybe.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
my
you
gosh.
Can sit it down.
Oh,
sit
no, I can't. No, that's sit not going to happen. No, I won't be sitting
okay.
down.
Okay, a little upper body, that's, right?
Yeah,
if we were sitting
upper
in chairs, what would we do?
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to move our shoulder forward. Okay. The other one forward.
Okay.
And the other one forward.
Okay.
Forward.
This I can do.
Yeah? And then it helps if you kind of bring your hands, maybe even, like, put them on the desk a little bit mm-hmm. so they don't get, like, scratched and record.
So
okay. And then forward. And then we go a little faster and a little faster.
Oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, and then the arms. You gotta do the arms, right? So we're gonna do them in front of us, and we're gonna lead with the back of the wrist, and then we'll lead with the inside of the wrist.
Nice.
And then we'll do the other arm.
Nice. Oh, okay, now I have to do this one.
Yeah, two arms. Awesome. Okay, and then we're gonna alternate. We're gonna
alternate
like
arms. Ooh, that looks. That looks like we're really into it now.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah, right?
Oh my gosh.
Oh
my gosh. Cecilia, how long you been doing this?
Almost 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you love it, right?
I love it.
You love every minute
love
of it.
Every minute of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it, love it, love it. And it's been so, it creates so much joy in my life and so much health. Also, as far as brain health as you age, thank you. As far as brain health when you age, it has been shown to be the most effective in keeping your brain exercised because dance, especially belly dance, especially the way I teach it, we do right, but then we do left. So you do right, left, you got different rhythms. It really keeps the brain active in a good way that helps keep our brains healthy as we age, which is important.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to teach folks how to dance.
Yes.
And there's four different kinds of dance you can choose from, or all of them. And then you're going to do a show.
Yeah.
So the dancing is in the afternoon and the show is at 7.
Correct. And I want to say really quick that the dancing, you do not need to have any dance experience. You do not need to have, like, any age, anybody, just come. It'll be fun, I promise. It's not scary. Not scary at all. We'll have a great time. So I just want to put that out there. If you are an experienced belly dancer, you'll still learn something and still have a great time. So, and then the show, very excited about the show because we're going to be able to demonstrate even more styles of dance. So we're going to start really with the Gwazi dancing and then go through the, you know, 1920s, 1930s, golden era. And then we're going to just go through time until we get all the way to Shabi. And then we're going to do our rock fusion piece that is very close to my heart.
Wait for this. This is going to be so
really?
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys want to dance this out?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Cecilia Wren and Tori King from the Starbelly School of Dance in Boise. They're holding a free event. It's on Saturday afternoon at Jump Downtown to teach everyone how to belly dance. And they're having a show Saturday night. We're going to put links to all of this on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thank you both for coming and teaching us a little dance.
Thank you.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudet, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.